No, drivers didn't just come in the late 2000s or whatever. It's been drivers out here, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, we not taking nothing from nobody, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, this episode, you know, we gonna just cut to it. We gonna put it all out there. Y'all got questions, y'all tap in
with us, man. We gonna answer.
We gonna
answer.
Y'all wanna know something, y'all got something y'all wanna address, we gonna put it on the table, you know what I'm saying? Shout out all the car clubs. I didn't yell them all out, but you know, the BTBs, the gas team, tire smokes.
It's too many. It's
the too
many.
Drop boys, you know what I'm saying?
It's too many.
Man, whoever out there doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout all them out. But
it's too many.
This episode is, you know, it's some more of the burn the block for sure. It's more of a, we gonna just address it. We gonna put it out there. So y'all ask them questions, I'm gonna answer them. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
In,
it ain't
tap
no,
in. Y'all
it
know
ain't no
got.
Personal, nothing. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? We gonna, it's a general expose. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna keep you on your toes, and you know, we gonna separate the new from the old and the real from the fake. Simple.
Oh wait. And all it is just what we call healthy competition. Now, again, on Gears in the Rear, man, we ain't chasing nobody's bag. We ain't definitely talking about your bag. We ain't talking about how much money you got. We ain't talking about what you did to get your car where it's at. All we doing is respecting people's build and what they got going on.
It's simple car talk. With somebody's bag and all that, hey, you don't know how serious they car is, so that bag might not got nothing to do with they car. But as far as this driving go, for sure.
So again, man, y'all know what it is, man. It's Gears in the Rear. I'm right back at it. Double back and had to get another episode with my man Booby. We are going to help him change his name. We can't have people.
I changed it.
There it is.
It's
and that's
Z20, it's Z28 Booby.
There it is. We're going Z28 Booby, man. I'm so proud of you, man, because it's about the growth. And again, man, this is what we do on Gears in the Rear. But you know how it is, man. Let's start this off right, my guy. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Mel P. Check it out. It's the podcast, Gears in the Rear. It's where we're going to touch on the muscle cars. We're going to touch on the exotic cars. We're going to touch on the foreign cars. We're going to touch on the true expensive cars and how to make your car look expensive on a dime. All right, I'm right back in the saddle, man. I'm here with my man, Booby. This is Gears in the Rear. This is take two with the Booby, man. And we're just talking about cars, man. We up here. I told y'all I was bringing him back. We needed to get back in this lab and get in this saddle. He is a driver, and he's known for making the ass wiggle. He told me, as I told you on the last episode, he told me that I built my car to do donuts. And I said, ooh-wee, that was so strong but disrespectful. So tell me about building, about doing donuts. Give me a little something. Hit me one time.
So, I mean, doing donuts, first of all, you got two different donuts. We build our cars to do donuts and slide and all that. The old niggas was doing donuts. So I take that back. They were doing donuts.
So we're going to rephrase that. We're not going to use the old.
The old brothers.
We're going to say
the old brothers.
The older generation
was doing donuts. You know what I'm saying? We more out here, you know, we slide, we walk, you know what I'm saying? And some people don't know what that is, but like, you know what I'm saying? We actually sending our car up the whole block. You know what I'm saying? We're not just sitting in one circle, turning the car around, holding the wheel. Like, you know, it's mathematics to the driving. You know what I'm saying? There's actually, like when Sammy was up here, you know, you got to learn your car. You got to actually know what you're doing behind that wheel. Anybody can kind of get behind the wheel and turn it all the way and press the gas down and let the car go around in a circle. That's not really driving. So, you know, when they telling us that, oh, we got some old drivers that Mike can do, I don't think they can really do what we doing in this new era. I ain't taking away from nobody, but until somebody get out there and put it on the pavement that claims to be an old driver, we got to put it on the table and set the record straight. They wasn't doing what we was doing. They wasn't driving how we were driving. There's a totally different ball game. You know what I'm saying?
So walk me through it. Talk to me a little bit about when you say walking it up the block and sliding.
I mean,
because the terminology is there, but what does that look like? And again, on Gears in the Rear, we're going to definitely have footage for you so you can get that visual what he's talking about. But when you say walking it up the block and sliding, talk to me.
So, I mean, walking it up the block and sliding is more like, you know what I'm saying, you're actually handling your car. You're controlling, you know what I'm saying, how you want the rear of the car to slide. If you want it to go left, you want it to go right. You know what I'm saying? You're actually gliding up the block sideways, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Versus, you know what I'm saying, you just tapping the gas and getting it. Like, I got partners that can walk all the way up the block, literally. You know what I'm saying? That can walk up the exit ramps. That can do all that. I don't believe that was going on back in the early 90s. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember seeing no older uploaded videos where they was doing none of that. It's just different. And people feel like we taking away from what they were doing back then. No, we're not taking away from what y'all were doing back then. Y'all just wasn't doing this. And y'all got to accept that.
And you know, it's always hard. It's always definitely a different era when you're trying to pass the torch and when you got some new stuff that's broken out, right? You always felt like you knew your old Jordans was better than your new Jordans. Absolutely. We always said, man, the Jordans that came out when we was in the 90s was more durable. They lasted longer. Yeah. This new stuff, man, we got to throw it away after two or four or six different wears. But we respect that. We understand that. So we just trying to get more of a familiarity with this, bridging this gap with this youth era.
So it's more like, instead of saying y'all wasn't doing it when we was, come get a load of it and come get down with what we doing. We wasn't doing it when y'all was doing it. Yeah, but y'all not even doing
it. Because I said it. Let me put myself out there first. I always tell on me before I let somebody else do. I definitely told him we had drivers back in the day. And we talked about it. The sliding is different than a dude that can get in there and just burn that rubber up, bend the block how you want to, make sure he didn't hit no sidewalk. He wasn't hitting no curbs. I got a couple of partners that was doing that back
so
in the day
more or less,
do that now.
So more or less, this how I'm going to translate it so we can put everybody in order of how this is going and how it was going.
Well, talk to me.
You got, when you watch your videos, you got your big timers.
Yes, sir.
You get your roll-on donuts.
Get your roll-on.
And then you got your Paul Walkers and Vin Diesels. So there go the difference in the driving there.
Okay.
They were big timers getting get your roll-on donuts. We're Paul Walker. We're the reason why everybody want to keep doing it and learn more about their car. Ooh. See, it was easy just to go jump in a Caprice, press the gas, press the brake, get a crowd, burn rubber. That's out. It's over.
Okay.
Done. We're not doing that no more.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So anybody that was doing that then, we're going to leave that then, and we're going to do the new era. We can't keep talking about what was. So either we got to join and figure it out together, or, you know, the torch got to be. I mean, I ain't going to say it got to be passed, because cockiness, we untook that. So either they can join and we can, you know, we can hang out and we can have fun.
And it's okay to be it's okay to be a little cocky
it's
to
okay,
see
you know
until
what I'm
someone because everybody has their chance at the top of the mountain until somebody come knocks you off.
Absolutely.
I totally understand that.
Absolutely.
So here on Gears in the Rear, not only are we just talking that car talk like we do, again, we was talking about this sliding and walking it up. What type of vehicles or what does that entail in the vehicle, in the rear end or in the gears or What is that? I mean, you sliding anything? You sliding the boat? What are we doing?
So, the sideshow started with muscle cars.
Okay.
Everybody knows what a muscle car is.
Respect the game.
They never made a four-door muscle car.
Tap in if you got questions. We live.
A convertible is not a muscle car.
Hold on. What?
It's not a muscle car.
Under whose standards?
Under the
street standards?
World standards. Have you seen a convertible race? No.
No, we have not seen a convertible race.
It's not a muscle car.
Okay.
So now when we talk in cars, since everybody talks cars and knows so much, that's not a muscle car.
Okay.
Now today, era, they are sliding anything. Your Nissans, your Hondas, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to do some donuts, that comes from the rear of the car, so you need a rear-wheel drive car.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You need to have some power. You got to have some power. I mean, you can probably get your car to, you know, because 9/10 of the game is driving. It's the driver behind the wheel. You know what I'm saying? But to get a donut going, You know what I'm saying? You can do the one tire fire, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's, so don't be mad at some of us that's still peg leg out here. I heard you last time said it ain't a build if it ain't got nothing in the rear because we ain't doing that no more.
Yeah.
And I heard you say that, so we stand on that, right? Yeah. It's got to be palsy everything.
Yeah, no, you got to have palsy. Okay. Like, you got to have palsy. We ain't pulling up with when you're talking in the car game. Pull up to the car game and you have your fun. But when you're jumping out your car, yelling and all that, there's certain standards you got to meet. Okay. Interior, rear end, motor, transmission, paint, music, disc brakes. All that has to matter when you're jumping out, slapping your roof, and you're doing all that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like,
then we got the argument of the drops and the hard tops.
We sure do. Because them drop boys, man, everybody with the nothing to hide from God where the sun is reflecting everything, they getting a little disrespectful out here right now on those hard tops.
So we have a bunch of drops. We got a bunch of hard tops. Just because the top fall back don't mean that you can't have a better hard top. That don't mean that. That building, that hard top can't be better. That don't mean that because your top go back that you automatically, don't get me wrong, everybody want a little sunshine in their car. But at the end of the day,
you got
heavy builds out
that,
here.
That don't exclude you from.
Then again, when
we're
talking standards, it's not a muscle car anymore.
So is it a
GM standard. Ooh. Not a muscle car.
This man.
So the people in those drops, they don't even know that.
Oh, so let me tell you something. We had gears in the rear. We got booby uncut. We talking about drops. We talking about muscle. We talking about sliding. Those guys, them drop boys and folks that's got nothing to hide from God, T-tops and all that that's open, feel free to tap in. It's just car conversation. Talk to us.
Not only that, everybody says if you don't have a drop, it don't matter and all that. I don't have a drop. Nobody in a drop can drive. Right now, today, and I stand on that. There's not nobody pushing they top back that got no hands to talk about a hard top in the drop.
So I beg to differ.
Because on the pavement, it don't matter.
I beg to differ. Let's just say we haven't seen them in Portland yet. There might be some guys here
Biggest problems in Portland is we always float to the outside. We talking about right here.
Okay. So tap in on gears in the rear. If you got a drop and you can drive and you can get the slide or the sidewalk or with all this stuff this youngster talking about up here, tap in to me.
And when we talk about the drops and the hard top, we talking about classics on this specific topic.
Gotcha.
So that's your Chevelles, that's your, you know, the A-bodies, because that's the real big argument right now, you know what I'm saying, that in
it's
the A-body
be a heavy
lane,
A-body summer.
Yeah, that's the lane right now. So I'm for this summer, I'm seeing a lot of F-bodies, which is the 02 Camaros and around that era, mm-hmm. and then a lot of A-bodies. That's kind of going to be the throwback back and forth. And then we got you in-betweens, your Monte Carlos and Cutlasses.
Some G-bodies.
And
yeah,
we got some
G-bodies like
going on. But for the most part, what I'm seeing in builds is going to be, you know what I'm saying, a lot of
it's some A-body. It's going to be an A-body summer.
Yeah.
Because them Cutlasses is in the A-body front. Yeah. It's a lot of drops and a lot of hard tops. If everybody do it right and come out right, we'll come out. We'll have a good summer, man. We're just trying to get you to pull up on gears in the rear, man. Like I said, I got my man Booby here. He is definitely giving us a little breakdown. His version, his opinion, our talk. Anybody have something opposite to say and you want to tap in with your opinion, your questions with the talk, feel free to do so on gears in the rear. So again, you talked about the rear ends. You talked about what we need to have with that motor, that power, what we're doing. Talk to me a little bit about your Camaros, because they said you've been a Camaro guy for so long that you know how to go through them in and out. You can spot a good one when you see one. Talk to me a little bit about these Camaros. What generation should we have? What if we inspired to come and build us one? Where should we start at?
You talking about for the side show?
For the side show and slide.
If you want a Camaro for the side show, you want to go get you a 98 to 02, you know what I'm saying? They going to come already pretty hot for you, you know what I'm saying? And let me jump off topic because they got some questions for me. So, them Camaros, once again, I said those make the cuts for sure. Those drop Camaros, they make the cut, you know what I'm saying? we have drivers in those murals, but they're in our era again. You know what I'm saying?
So hold on. What was the question?
We're not they said the drops don't make the cuts. No, the drop make the cuts for the sideshow, but in the argument of the muscle cars and the hard tops being, that's where that you know that.
So some clarification. So everybody that's out here just can't understand and want to hear what they want to hear. What we're saying is, or what the question entails is, a hard top and a drop top, after it becomes a drop top, is no longer considered a muscle car, because muscle cars has never been drop tops. They've always been hard tops, and that's the lane they need to stay in. A drop has its own lane, just like a hard top has its lane, but it's no longer a muscle car if it's a drop. Anybody got different evidence or got something different to say about it, tap in, and we'll go live, and we'll figure it out and go from there on Gears in the Rear. But my initial question with Booby is, as we stay strict to the topic, is tell us what is a car that we can put in the game on this slideshow tip, on this walking up the block tip, so us older generation can figure it out.
So right now, what we playing with at the sideshow is we doing New Edge Mustangs, 5.0s,
okay,
and Camaros. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Now, we got a couple builds out there, but when you coming ready for that sideshow, new Camaros, 4th-gen Camaros, 5.0s, New Edge Mustangs. We got a couple G8s, you know what okay. I'm saying? We doing the Cadillacs, the V's,
okay.
you know what I'm saying?
I've seen them. I've seen the Cadillac V's.
The TPSSs.
I've seen
them.
You
know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much where it's at. You know, now they pulling up in Lexuses and all that, but I drive muscle cars, so I don't really do the Lexuses and Nissans and all that.
Okay.
But they will slide, but we gonna keep it on Gears in the Rear. We're gonna keep it on the muscle car tip. So
what's the qualification in the horsepower on the slide then? If we talking about making something slide and get around, are we talking two, you know, a 300 horsepower car, as long as it's got what recipe?
Well, so a stock Merrill 4th gen is about like 275 on horses.
Okay.
So that's all you need to get really going. You Ooh. Know what I'm saying? But then you got to build. You need your radiator. You know, you need a bigger radiator.
Okay.
You need gears in the rear end. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe a cold air intake, bigger injectors. There's a lot of things to keep your car going. Not necessarily getting out there is going to be the problem. You can get out there, you know what I'm saying, but how long you going to be out there?
So you got an overheating factor.
You got the overheating factor in there, you know what I'm saying? So you got to build your car where, you know, we got some people that's going to slide all night. Their car ain't going to never get hot. Then you got some people that's going to come out there. They going to give you a quick couple, you know, and then it's kind of like I gotta go parking. So that's what I'm saying. When you build your car for donuts, you gotta build it based off of I can be out there, you know what I'm saying, if we gotta run and you can still, you know what I'm saying, because that happens.
Okay.
The sideshow might start one place and now it's gotta go somewhere else,
and you gotta get your car
you gotta be able to get your car to the next spot.
Okay,
you
so here's another thing that someone asked me, and we've always keep touching on it, man, and I'm hearing, again, there's some discrepancies, but we just trying to have car talk here. Is it got to be stick, or can it be stick and automatic? Or is a stick the only way to go to really get this sideshow thing moving?
Nah, so there's a lot of drivers that just need wheels. It don't matter if it's a stick or automatic. It just needs wheels in the rear end.
So you stick, my man ain't letting up on it. It's 9/10 of behind the wheel
Absolutely.
Is the driver. So you driving whatever, because, you know, like Lady V said, it's got to be a sticker.
So there's two vice presidents in my car club.
Talk to me.
Then we got another vice president in the actual president in Burn the Block.
Yes, sir.
So then we got your gas team president. I can guarantee all them presidents and vice presidents in them car clubs don't need a stick. It can be automatic. Sammy likes sticks. She can drive an automatic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can.
If you got these hands, you can get down. You can get down.
Ooh.
If you need a stick, you can't really get down. And 9 times out of 10, if you can't drive no automatic, you can't drive no stick. It take a lot of more concentration in that stick.
Okay. Well, again, man, this is what we do on Gears in the Rear, man. We got to pay some bills real quick, man. Shout out to everybody that's tapping in, man. Once again, if you got questions, tap in. We here for it. We got to pay some bills. We'll get right back to you. 1 second.
Collisions, scratches, bodywork, general repairs, car accidents happen. Avoid the headaches with Gresham Collision Center. We'll work directly with your insurance company and get your car up and running like new. Book your appointment today at Gresham Collision Center, 150 Northeast Kelly Avenue in Gresham, Oregon, 97030.
Again, once again, shout out to my man Omar and Carlos and them at the spot. You know what they do. They get you right. They get you in. Anybody got anything you need over there for the insurance purposes, or if you're working on an old school, they'll definitely take care of you, man. And shout out to my boys from CCC, from Cannabis Cocktails Conversations. Them is my guys over there, and I'm wishing them all the success in the world as they continue to root for your boy Mel P. But look, we talked about sliding. We talked about muscle cars, the difference between if it's still a muscle, if it's a drop, or if it's a hard top. But let me also tell y'all about this Booby dude, right? They said his hidden talent, not only is driving, but he knows a lot about music. And they said he knows how to wire, and he has an eye for different things, man. Somebody said, talk to me about this thing about these Merrills, man. They're not known for having good speakers, but they said you had a custom box built that was kind of like you hid some stuff, like, I mean, you on foul right now at a couple of car places saying, man, you got one of the hottest boxes built for a Camaro.
So I actually had the cleanest O2 Merrill in the town last summer, right?
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? I got my box built. It had three square kickers in it.
Okay.
I had the Hertz insides in it. The box was built. You could see the three subs going across the back of it, but all my amps and stuff was hidden. I had the Halo screen in it, so it's like a iPad size TV in there. It was hitting hard. I ain't never heard no Merrill hit like that, but all my Merrills hit like that though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they
okay.
All hit like that though.
They all hit like that though. So again, definitely hit Booby up on the social media platforms. He's knowing about this music thing. He's tapping into that. Man, talk to us a little bit more about what you got going on, man. You own your life. I told you I'm trying to get. Listen,
they got questions.
Listen, you know, and let me clarify something. One last thing before we go into questions. No one that comes on Gear in the Rear has crowned they self of what they're self proclaiming to be. I come up, I do a little bit of research, and I keep digging, and I give people certain titles just based on some of the information that I've got and what I've seen that's going on in the town, and I try to stay accurate and true to it, and I just try to keep people tuned in and posted. So when you hear me call this dude, they call him the Young Snipers, it's because nobody really knows about them, and they're coming up in the game, and they're teaching people how to build cars on what the dime is, or what their bag is built for, and they're building them from scratch, or they're buying something, building, they're adding to it. So let's make sure we get an understanding of what's going on. Anybody got anything else directed, hit your boy Mel P up at gearsintherear.com. Put all your questions, anything you have, good media, bad media, good questions, bad questions, whatever, I'm here for it. What you got question on the live? Talk to me.
So somebody said that the stick is key to driving. It's key to the sideshow. Now, it's always fun swinging the stick.
It is. Okay.
You don't need a stick to get down, but it is always swinging. Swinging that stick is always going to be funner. It's going to look a little more nicer when you pull up because it's just off the dribble. Ain't no burning rubber. It's just kind of pulling up and getting right with it. Ooh. So the stick does always look good. You know what I'm saying?
So when you in there and you in this cockpit, right, and I'm hearing you say you got your gas, you got your brake. That's what we was used to. Gas, brake, dip. We heard E-40 talk about it. And now we're seeing it. So when you pop in the clutch, as you was explaining it to me, and we want to go left, which way we turning the wheel, which way we dropping that joint out of gear?
So
how was that working?
Is, you going to pull up in first.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you pull up in first, you gonna use both feet.
Okay.
You're going to kind of ease off the clutch and push in on the gas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But when you first pop, you're going to rev up, let off the gas, and off the clutch, and once you do that, you kind of just work in your hand. You don't touch that clutch until you're about to get up out of there. Now, it just depends on how you exit. Now, when I exit,
okay,
you know what I'm
talk
saying?
To me
it's
about
a little
the exit.
Different because I'm a slide my way on up out of the situation, you know what I'm saying? But for most people, you know, you push in your clutch when you want to stop, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good drivers like to be in sticks, you know what I'm saying? You got way more control. You control your car way more when you got a stick, you know what I'm saying? You can break it down, pull it down slow down quicker. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot more you can do when you got that stick going on, you know. So
now that we're in this slideshow, we're talking about the sticks, we're doing that. Again, can you give us a little bit more information on I've seen people's stuff like you blow motors. You told me you're blowing motors.
All the time.
So how are we blowing motors?
Because I'm a driver that gets in the zone. Okay. And when I start driving, I'm just driving. Like, the crowd's not there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just in my car. Like, I turn my music up when I'm driving. Okay. And I pay attention to my car. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just me in my car the whole time I'm driving. And sometimes I can get a crowd going, or I'm so in the mode that I don't even realize that I've been going so long, my car about to overheat. And sometimes I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I mean, you build them for them to do their job. And if it blow, then you go back.
And you start over.
And you come back. I don't miss the sideshow.
Ooh.
So it might blow.
So there's not a sideshow you've missed.
Missing none, but it ain't no event that counts that I miss. Like, they know I'm here, I'm coming, I'm going to be there. My car outside, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always got a muscle car ready to go. Like, I really
drive. So we're staying on deck with these
things. I really drive, yeah. Like, I be year round. Like, if they call and say a sideshow, I don't got nothing, I got to go get something, I'm going to be out there. But I've been like that for a long way. Like, you know, I might just crown myself on the dime because I've never had it like that. I just always made it happen. But I'm going to show up. You know what I'm saying?
And there's nothing wrong with the barter system. Man, let me tell y'all something. My man called me and said, hey, man, what you need? How many parts you need? What you need? I want to make sure you come out this summer. I've never seen him come with a hate bar, but there's been a lot of hate thrown his way. And again, this is what we got to clean up in the culture, man. If something is not going the way that you want it to go, I've had numerous guests up here, and you know what they all said they had in common? Build your car for how you want your car to be. It's not about what somebody else wants. It's about what you want for your whip.
And I mean, on the hate tip, I don't really pay attention to it because one thing I know is when you do try to put that hand out to help everybody, they only tell the side of the story that went bad. They not going to tell that side that you tried to help. It ain't too many people out here driving their car in my era, or even some old cats that ain't called my phone like, Booby, how can you do this? Or where can I get this and get that? And I might provide that in the midst of something going wrong. You only going to get the story of, well, Booby sold me that, or Booby told. But they might not tell you, well, Booby gave me a deal, or Booby told me if I don't get this part for my music, it might not work. It just might get the story, well, his music slap, but mine's I don't really pay that no mind, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't win every battle, bro.
And I've experienced that in this car game, right? So one of my things is like, you know, I talk about certain people because I've seen where their expertise is and how many hours they've put in the game on certain things, right? So me being a car enthusiast and now I'm just coming up in it, oh, you can't buy your parts from over there, or you can't get this from over there. I've had so many people try to tell me different stuff. It's like, you know more than GM? Like, you guys know, you guys are that smart and stupid at the same time that you know more than GM, you know more than where that come from. So I appreciate you saying that because that makes a big difference in deal when folks don't understand. All we're trying to do is get you to pull your car out and have fun.
And the biggest problem with people in the car culture is I got an old head that always say, do it the right way, do it this way. Well, your right way might not be his right way. Yo, do it this way might not be his that way. Like, his money Absolutely. Might not allow him to do it that way. Oh, just wait. What is he waiting on if this is what he wants to do? You got to allow people to build a car how they want to. You might be building a show car. I'm going to the sideshow. What do I need to wait for?
That's true.
Let people be what they're going to be in this car culture.
That's true.
Because then what happens is you set an expectation that you might not meet for yourself.
This is true.
You know, people building these cars and they putting their own prices and own what it's worth, and they own it's this type.
Yeah, and you can't crown
yourself king nothing. You can't make your car the best nothing. That's a vote. That's an all in from the town. You got to get that. You can't make that on your own. Everybody's car is not $100,000.
Okay, and speaking of that, because I'm now, so I went to the appraisal shop. I told you I got a lot of stuff that I've been working on. as an enthusiast to make sure I do my homework.
Right.
I went to an appraisal shop and they was telling me, they was like, listen, if you got $100,000 into your car, right, definitely keep all your receipts and show everything, because some cars is not worth $100,000 if that's what you're putting in there. And so what I was learning from him was the moral of the story is they're going to tell you a certain amount that your car is valued, and then you place a different value on your car that might be higher than what other places may place a value on. Is that kind of some of what I'm hearing you say, too, when I'm hearing about a $100,000 bill?
Well, what it is what we have bad is everybody tells a number that they know they not at. It meaning, like, you might lose $5, but you go tell the homie, I just lost $750. So what gotcha. Makes you think people don't do that with their car?
Gotcha.
Bro, do you know what $100,000 is, bro?
Yeah.
So you have to think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, y'all are living in apartments. $100,000 into your car.
It's a lot of money.
So when you got $100,000, that's like, now you're talking about you got a Bear Jackson car.
And have we seen a
then
lot of them?
Then you get in these same cars and your seat don't move. Or your music is clipping out. So, or you got to hold your roof to push it back. Or some, that's not, it's $100,000 cars, they pull out the rulers. They want to see that the lines is right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been hearing about the gaps.
There's no chips in your paint.
I've been hearing
every
about that.
Button works.
Yeah.
Everything's restored. You can clearly see where it say heater, vent, defrost. All that stuff matters when you're talking about 100,000 cars. So I think everybody should kind of bring it back in and get back to the $20,000 cars, because that's where people be at.
And nobody
counts their deals.
But it's getting out of hand. So you're not building those expensive cars. Do you have one like that in the works, or are you still just sticking with the sideshow and the sliding and you like doing?
No, so I have a classic in the works. $100,000 is a little steep.
Gotcha.
I currently have every part for my car. I'm not $100,000 in, and a lot of these $100,000 cars take the same parts as mine.
I hear that.
Why is everybody bag so big is what you got to start asking. This is why I say this though. Why is everybody car's parts so expensive? Nobody counts their deals. Nobody's built the car and paid full price for everything. It doesn't happen. I've been around too many people with cars. They don't allow it to happen. Soon as you walk in a car place and you be like, well, how much is it gonna paint? The first time they tell you $7,000, you go to the next door and see if you can get it for $65.
Yeah,
or if you can get it for $6,000.
We always looking for
so,
a deal.
So at
everybody's
the end of the day, when everybody's just $100,000, $150,000. Now let me take it back even further. Everybody's motor don't have 500 horsepower.
Oh, so we definitely been learning a little difference about that bill.
So,
we're trying to get some, if you can point me in the right direction, we're trying to get somebody to talk about tuning dyno sheets.
We don't have nobody.
Because nobody do it.
We don't have nobody. We don't. The shops do. We don't. So all that, we're talking about the tuning and all that, like, it's a lot of things that be said that people talk highly of that's not them. It's the outside.
So so again, on Gears in the Rear, like I said, we definitely going to try to bring some different stuff to the table. If you can point me in the direction of the shops that we should be looking to.
Yeah, you can definitely get into the shops.
That we can get to some shops and go
but
look at.
But they want to know about this horsepower, though.
Yeah, I do want to know about this horsepower.
So this horsepower is... like I said, everybody don't have 500 horses. And let me explain when I say this new generation and this old generation. Back when the cars was coming from the factory, they were 125 horses, 175 horses. We're getting cars from the factory today that we drive. That's 500 horses.
Yeah, because I just saw GM just came out with turnkey 625.
Our O2 Merrills are 275 horses stock. So right with that driving going on, we're handling a lot more power than they was back in the day when they was doing donuts.
Absolutely.
Right off the dribble.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Then you take an older person and put them in one of these Camaros or something, and that's fast to them. That's 275 horses. So when they build a car and then they come tell you that their car is 500 horses, and then you get somebody in my era to get in their car, it's like, no, it's not. It just seems fast because you're keeping up with this Merrill that come up, but we trying to get past that. Like, we starting there and we moving forward. 500 horses is a lot of horsepower.
It sure is.
It's a lot of horsepower.
It's a lot of horsepower.
Especially to be talking about it you got it in a 70-something or 80-something, 500 horses with no suspension, that's a dangerous ride.
It sure is.
So when you telling me
250 horses with no suspension is a dangerous ride.
It's a dangerous ride. So when you pull up in this car with no suspension, you say you got all this, it's kind of hard to believe. Nobody keeps their bill sheet. We only got about one or two dyno people that's trustworthy in the town. Nobody's seen them. Stop putting your own numbers on your motor, because the machine shop doesn't tell you how fast your car would be without no dyno. So if you go build your motor, they can say we're thinking around 450, 500.
Right.
You don't know until you go dyno it. I got a brand new motor right now. I don't know how fast it is. It's supposed to be 500.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how fast it is, and they don't know how fast it is. They going to tell you the components that you could use to get around that, and that's that. Them people that's 500 horses, honestly, building they cars, they're 10 grand and more.
Absolutely.
They're 10 grand and more.
Yeah, I met a young man that showed me $10,000 motor with all the bells and whistles and all the paperwork.
I got a friend supercharged. He's just a little over 5.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about you just running off carburetor, you're just running off. It's a lot.
Yeah, but hold on now. We're going to get
I'm
back.
Saying,
hold on
a
now.
Lot that goes into it when you're telling somebody you have a 500
hold
motor.
On. It does, but don't get it twisted now. Them carburetors.
I have a carburetor.
The carburetors can pack
a
lot of punch.
And they can, but what I'm saying is when
right.
you're just saying it and you don't have nothing else really going on in
so
there.
So you got to have the paper. You got to have the paper.
Come
you got to bring
man.
The receipts.
Come on, bro. When you've been around enough built motors, you'll know what it takes to put 500 into your heart or your car, bro.
Absolutely.
And it's not no easy go, bro.
And so, again, you heard it on Gears in the Rear. Yeah, the motor is definitely the heartbeat. The engine is the heartbeat. The transmission is the brain that moves and make the muscle. You hear on Gears in the Rear, man. It's that man, Booby. We came live and direct. We definitely going to have some more interview and interview time with him. But right now, we got to get up out of here. We got to pay some more bills, and we well overdue with our time. Again, I appreciate Booby for taking his time and coming up here again on Gears in the Rear. How can we find you again? Shout out all your social media contacts, bro.
I got Charles Warren on Facebook, and then just hit me on IG at Z28 Booby.
We switch it up, Z28 Booby. That's what we're going to do. Once again, man, we appreciate everything that's going on. We definitely going to get into it a little bit more, though, because they keep disrespecting these carburetors because this new technology that came out. Booby told us before, the new technology is right now power. That carburetor, you got to add a little something to it, but it definitely, the fundamental principles of what keep
ain't
you around, keep you around.
Ain't nothing wrong with a carburetor.
Ain't nothing wrong with
a carburetor.
Just make sure you got the right one. Got
to tune that thing in like it's supposed to.
Tune it in, man, just like y'all heard him say. So y'all keep tuning in to Gears in the Rear. I appreciate everybody, man. Much love, much respect. Everybody that was up on the live, man, appreciate y'all. And let's go for it. Gears in the Rear. Y'all know what it is.